truth, the brutal truth, the truth of the brutality and hostility and racism of Israel, this should be a motive and an additional motive to continue to refuse to recognize the Zionist entity. My dear brothers and sisters, blocking or stopping relations with Israel and stopping any normalization of ties with Israel and describing Israel in the appropriate way after the massacres it has committed in Gaza today, this is the most simple duty which we can do. This is the most simple duty for the leaders and the peoples of the region. Yesterday, the Venezuelan President Chavez announced that he was actually kicking out the Israeli ambassador in Venezuela. He, of course, did this in order to show his support for the Palestinians. Venezuela is very close to America, a neighbor of America. This is Chavez. He did this based upon his humanity, based upon his feelings of revolution. And in this way, he dealt a severe blow to those who are now hosting ambassadors of Israel in their capitals and do not have enough courage even to think about telling them to leave their countries. Today, the Arab leaders are required to learn lessons from a leader in Latin America. They have to learn from him how to show support for the people of Palestine. My dear brothers and sisters, this criminal entity must be punished for the murders it is committing, not be rewarded. And this entity must not be given benefits and gifts after it has killed all of these people, these women and children, after all these crimes committed against the people of Gaza. And I assure you that the people of our Ummah will punish this entity and will punish the leaders of this entity after the crimes this entity committed. The people, the leaders have always taken Israel acts lightly, but the people of the region cannot forgive Israel. The responsibility of the Arab governments today is to stand side by side with the people and the resistance in Palestine and not to play a role of mediation between the Palestinians and the occupation. The Arab leaders must help the resistance to achieve its aim, to stop the military campaign and lift the siege, not to put pressure on the resistance to accept Israeli conditions, Israeli humiliating conditions. Yesterday, an Egyptian official said some good words. He said, does the Security Council, he was actually protesting against the Security Council, he said, does the Security Council need more than 650 martyrs and more than 2,500 wounded to make its decision and act in a responsible manner? These are nice words to hear. And I would like to ask this Egyptian official, does the Egyptian regime need more than 650 martyrs and more than 2,500 wounded people to open the Rafah border crossing in a true way, in a permanently to help the people of Gaza to stand with perseverance and achieve victory? The same question which you ask to the Security Council, I'm asking you. I'm here talking to the Egyptian official. What is required from Egypt only is to open the border crossing, not to announce war, not to declare war or open a front of war. I was told by some of my colleagues yesterday that a group of Egyptian lawyers who are loyal to the Egyptian regime have actually filed a lawsuit against me personally. They filed a lawsuit against the international court. To the international court. I was told that those lawyers have filed a lawsuit personally against me to the International Court of Justice because of my speech on the first night of the commemorations of Ashura, when I called on the Egyptian leadership to open the Rafah border crossing. And I called on the Egyptian people and on the Egyptian army to impose on the Egyptian regime to take this step. They considered what I said as unjust and as a call for a revolution, a toppling of the Egyptian regime. It was only a call to open the Rafah border crossing. But anyway, I am proud of this call which I made. I am proud that a lawsuit was filed against me, especially because it came from those who did not take any steps after all these Israeli massacres were committed in Lebanon and in Qana and in Jabalia and in Palestine, and even the massacres which were committed by the Zionists against the Egyptian soldiers, the heroic Egyptian soldiers. When a lawsuit is filed against me and they say this lawsuit is because of a position I took side by side with the oppressed, the killed people in Gaza, this is something which actually makes me proud. I am proud of these people filing a lawsuit against me because I took this position. I am proud of this now, and I will be proud of this in the aftermath, in the afterlife. But I'd like to tell you very frankly, we are not trying to create hostile ties. We are not enemies. We will not make hostile ties with those who collaborated against us, the Arabs who collaborated against us during the July 2006 war. And to those who accused us and took part in the shedding of our blood, we will not be enemies with them, but we will be enemies with those who will collaborate against the people of Gaza. But we will be enemies, I repeat, we will be enemies with those who collaborate against Gaza and against the people of Gaza and against the resistance of Gaza. We will be enemies against those who take part in the shedding of the blood of the people of Gaza and close the doors of life to the people of Gaza. My dear brothers and sisters, what we heard yesterday as well, yesterday of course there were a lot of remarks which were made. What we heard yesterday as well from John Bolton, the Zionist who used to be in the American administration, that person who is now frustrated, John Bolton pointed out to the real aim of the Americans and the Zionists. The real aim, as he said, was to destroy the Palestinian cause. And he spoke about distinguishing, separating the West Bank from Gaza. And he spoke about ending the proposal of two states by establishing the state, keeping the state of Israel and giving the West Bank, parts of the West Bank to Jordan and giving the Gaza Strip to Egypt. And I'd like to tell you, this is the real American Zionist plan. All this talk which we heard previously about two states is nothing. These are lies and tricks, because when they come to really identify what are the boundaries of a Palestinian state, they don't give the Palestinians territories where an actual country can be established. And they say we cannot establish two states, and so the solution is to get rid of the Palestinian cause, to end this cause. This requires, on the first level, once again, a call for unity. Once again, we stress on the call of Palestinian unity in all its forms, all Palestinian factions, Hamas, Fatah, the Islamic Jihad, all the Palestinian factions must stand unified, because their cause is now a target. They're now doing efforts to destroy this cause, and I hope this won't happen. Inshallah, it won't happen. They're not trying to destroy the government of Fatah or Hamas or destroy a certain faction. They are trying to destroy the whole Palestinian cause. And so this requires, once again, to stress on the necessity of supporting the resistance, of perseverance in Gaza. My dear brothers and sisters, the experience of the July 2006 war and the experience of the Palestinian resistance in the Gaza Strip until now, after the legendary performance. I think that these two experiences in the July 2006 war and in Palestine have really showed clearly and must show clearly the necessity of a strategy of defense, whether it be in Palestine or in Lebanon. One of the strongest armies in the world, the Israeli army, which has the strongest air force in the region, is standing incapable of achieving its aims in front of a very, very small resistance, which does not have capabilities but has a strong will in a very, very small geographic area. This shows that the decision of popular resistance, the alternative of popular armed resistance, which is based upon faith and determination and popular support, is the strongest and best alternative to confront one of the strongest armies in the world if this army wants to occupy the territories of a certain country. This increases our convictions concerning our perspective and the path which we are walking on. Look, my dear brothers and sisters, even the Security Council and the decisions which were made by the Security Council and even the international community is not just incapable of protecting the Palestinian people in Gaza, they are even incapable of condemning a massacre which was committed in a school that belongs to one of the committees of the United Nations. The international community also was incapable of condemning the Qana massacre, whereby more than 100 martyrs fell, also in a base for the United Nations. And the UN and then the international community were incapable of condemning the second Qana massacre. The Security Council, which is incapable of condemning the massacres which are committed by the Zionists against the women and children, how can this council protect people and how can it actually be just in a certain cause? My dear brothers and sisters, what is happening today concerns us all. And I know that they in Lebanon, eyes are on you and the eyes of the region are on you in Lebanon. And we are all now in a historic stage, a historic sensitive stage which we are witnessing currently. And I tell you, we don't know until now, we don't know the magnitude of the plan, the far-reaching effects of the Zionist American plan and the magnitude of the collaboration with this plan. And we must act as if as if everything is possible, and we must all be vigilant. At all times, we must be cautious and watch all developments, and we must all be ready for any development. Yesterday as well, it was quoted that Olmert told the French president that today it is Hamas and tomorrow it will be Hezbollah. Today they're making a war with Hamas, tomorrow there will be a war with Hezbollah. And I'd like to tell Olmert, the failure, the person who failed in Lebanon, I'd like to tell Olmert, who is the failure, the defeated person in Lebanon, I tell him, you won't be able to destroy Hamas and you won't be able to destroy Hezbollah. A few days ago and even a few weeks ago and even before the campaign on Gaza and after the military campaign on Gaza, during all this time we've been listening to threats. One person says he wants to destroy us in days and the other person says he wants to destroy us in hours and another person says they're threatening us over the table, some under the table. And I tell all those people, we here, we cannot be weakened and we cannot be afraid, and we cannot give up, and we will not give up. We will not be afraid of your air force, and we will not be afraid of your threats. We'll not be terrorized by your warplanes. We are here, and we are ready for any development, for any event. We are ready for any campaign which could be launched. And I won't repeat what I said before. If you come to our territories, if you come to our villages, if you come to our alleys, if you come to our houses, I tell you with one simple word, I answer you with one simple word. The Zionists will discover, if they take this step, that their war in July is only a holiday, a simple cakewalk, if you compare it to any other future war. We are here, and we will not give up our arms, and we will not turn our arms down, and our resistance will still be the main title of our sacrifices and the blood of our martyrs. And I would have hoped for all those voices which were raised in Lebanon, those voices which were raised in Lebanon, to actually give Israel a sigh of relief. Certain people said that Hezbollah would not act against Israel. I would have preferred to hear those same Lebanese people responding to the threats of Israel to Lebanon and to the resistance in Lebanon and to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Why is it that when the Zionists take any steps, make any aggressions, we don't hear any responses? But when some people speak about certain chances of a war, many hastily come and try and relieve Israel and convince Israel that Hezbollah won't take any steps. These voices, these responses are being heard at the time where Lebanon is being threatened and the people in Palestine are being killed. My dear brothers and sisters, on the 10th day of Muharram, in light of all these challenges, we need the spirit of Hussein, we need the vision of Hussein, we need the wisdom of Imam Hussein, we need also Al-Hussein and Allah to accept us, we need also Al-Hussein to keep our own 2 feet firm on the ground, we need Al-Hussein's spirit concerning the love of martyrdom. And as we said during the previous decades, we were with Al-Hussein in all positions, and we were ready to sacrifice ourselves, to sacrifice our souls, just like our brothers sacrificed themselves as well. And we were always ready to sacrifice our sons and our loved ones for the sake of the cause which we believe in, for the sake of defending a dignified, honorable life. After all these years, which proved the firmness, which proved that our direction is the right direction, that our alternative is the right alternative, we once again pay tribute to Imam Hussein's sacrifices, and we say that peoples and generations and men and women who repeat every day the known slogan, these people cannot be defeated, and these people cannot be terrorized from any threats as long as their voices will always call and say, we answer to your request, Imam Hussein. Israel is our enemy and the enemy of the Ummah, and will always be the enemy, even if some make reconciliation with Israel. And America created Israel and is the protector of Israel. And America is the enemy and the enemy of the Ummah and will always be the enemy, even if some make reconciliation with America. Today, we end our stance, and I thank you once again for your participation, your faithful participation, and we once again would like to raise our voices to the enemy and let the enemy know that the Ummah, and we will always be an Ummah. This Ummah, if it is asked a question, will we be humiliated or will we stand against them? We will stand with dignity. The answer will always be that our position is that we will never be humiliated. Peace be upon the Imam Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, son of the Prophet. Peace be upon all those who sacrificed themselves in your cause. Once again, I pay tribute to you. I pay tribute and I shall always pay tribute to you. And may I always pay tribute to you and shed light on your memory. Peace be upon Imam Hussein and Ali, son of Hussein, and on all the children of Hussein and friends of Hussein. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.